Drawing the line. The conversation with Jeff had not fazed Catherine. She had certainly expected some backlash about the Martin incident from her inherited staff, but she didn't expect it to come from the chairman. When he reached her at home that evening, she initially assumed he was calling to give her support. "I just got off the phone with Jeff," he announced in a friendly tone. "So I guess you heard about my headbutt with Martin." Catherine's humorous and confident attitude pushed the chairman into a more serious mood. "Yes, and I'm a little concerned." Catherine was caught off guard. "You are? Look, Catherine, you know I don't want to tell you how to go about doing this, but maybe you should try to build a few bridges over there before you start setting any on fire." Catherine let a few moments pass before replying. As surprised as she was by the chairman's concerns, she was remarkably calm and shifted into CEO mode immediately. "Okay. What I'm about to say is not meant in any way to be defensive or rude." "I know that, Catherine. Good, because I'm not going to mince my words, not with you. And I appreciate that. You may not, after you hear what I have to say." He forced a laugh. "Okay, I'm sitting down. First, don't think that I'm just randomly setting fires to get my kicks. I've been watching these people carefully for the past 2 weeks, and everything I'm doing and everything I'm about to do is purposeful and intentional. I didn't tweak Martin because I felt like it in the moment. I know, it's just that..." Catherine interrupted politely. "Hear me out. This is important." "Okay, go ahead. Now, if you knew how to do what I'm trying to do, you wouldn't need me, am I right?" "You're right. You see, I honestly appreciate your concern for the company and for me, and I know you mean well on both counts. But based on this call, I'd have to say that your good intentions are hurting the company more than helping it."
"I'm sorry, but I'm not understanding you," Catherine went on.
"Well, over the past 18 months, you've been fairly active with Jeff and the rest of the team, more so than most board chairmen, and you've watched this team spiral further and further into dysfunction and chaos. And now you've asked me to help you pull them out of it. Isn't that what you want?"
"Absolutely. That's exactly what I want."
"Then I have a single question for you. Are you prepared for the consequences of letting me do this right? Now, don't answer right away." She caught him just as the words were coming out of his mouth. "Think about it for a second." She let the question sit there before continuing. "This is not going to be easy or pretty. Not for the company, not for the executives, not for me, and not for you." The chairman remained silent, resisting the temptation to assure her that he was prepared to do whatever she needed. Catherine interpreted his silence as permission to continue her pointed lecture. "You've probably heard my husband say that a fractured team is just like a broken arm or leg. Fixing it is always painful, and sometimes you have to re-break it to make it heal correctly. And the re-break hurts a lot more than the initial break, because you have to do it on purpose." After a long pause, the chairman spoke.
"Okay, Catherine, I hear you. Do whatever you have to do. I won't get in the way."
Catherine could tell that he meant it.
Then he asked, "But I do have one final question. How much of this team are you going to have to re-break?"
"I should know by the end of the month."